Good.
So I think
Okay.
it's not so good. Go through this issue. So this is going to be a really quickly update of the status of the analysis. So the first thing I did was try to do the final segregation analysis and now optimize them as you guys did in the round two analysis. So here are the scatter plots of the simulation and for the data. So here are the values of the optimal mass, the variance of the mass. So here, some of the values are quite near as the round two ones, and here they are. So 0.19 for the JPSI here, for the Bing 3, and for the Bing 5 and 7. So, and here are the plots that you asked last meeting, LSU. So here you can see the difference of the mass, the V2. So they are quite compatible as well with the round two data. And yeah, this is it. And now the other thing that I was trying to see was the fit gen results. So now they are okay. So I'm really sorry about this one here because it was a lack of my attention. When I try to copy and paste the results, maybe I mistake some values there. And then I got the wrong results. So I spent a lot of time trying to see if I was missing something, the definition of the angles or something like that. And it was something really stupid. It was my error. So here are the P2 results. So here for FL, P1, P2 as well, quite near as the one in run two. And so I couldn't produce the ratio plot in my word with this one here that's yours, because I think you don't have this in a public the points in a public site that I think it was happy site. I don't remember the name of the site that we have all the points of the data from CMS. So sorry for that. And of course, and just to clarify this one here, parity P0 and P1, because of the way that you put the data set so we can have a better statistic and then analyze it better. So it's changing the parity of the events.
Sorry, question
So here,
before moving on.
okay.
I didn't understand which ratio plot you want to produce because the bottom
Yeah,
plot
you.
have
No,
a
the bot the yeah, I know this is one here is for the Rico and the gem. So what I wanted to do is a ratio plot between the run three data of the gem and the run two, but they are not available. At least I didn't find them. That was just to compare to see if they were quite
But here you're not, you would be comparing the data run 2 with the Monte Carlo gen level run 3, right? Not with the data run 3. Because we
Yeah.
don't, of course, we don't have the data yet. So for the data run 2, well, either you copy manually from the results from the paper. Indeed, before going public, we didn't have the result code with the values in a public repository. I don't know if we can share a file. Paolo, do you remember if there is a file with all the table of the results? That is maybe easier. Probably there is.
Ma are they in some version of the analysis note in appendix, some
No,
appendix?
but in a table I think they can be found, right? But
But not in the plot.
I also Also in the here we're talking about data, right? Not Monte Carlo. So they're also in the paper. It's the results.
Ah, this is data. Okay. We can check.
This is what I understood, Tiago, right? You want to compare
No,
data.
for this moment, what I wanted to do is to compare the both Monte Carlos to see if the gems, the fitting gems,
Ah, you want to compare the Gen Run 2 with the Gen Run 3?
exactly, to see if they are matching quite well, as I think they are.
The
I'm
Gen
sorry,
results.
this should not be here, the
Of
luminosity.
course,
So that's
yes,
the
the title.
ah, okay, now I see the mistake. Sorry, guys.
No, well,
No,
okay,
but
here.
we understand that this is a simulation. Otherwise, I was worried about the unblinding procedure. If I think that the simulation results for round two should be in our analysis note. The simulation. I remember very well the presentation that you made about the bias, Alessio. This stuff was studied by you and also it may be Sara. And I remember similar plots, so we can find
No,
them.
but yeah, like for sure these plots are based on some data saved in either root files or some tables in the text files. And we have to see if we are able to find them. I don't know if we had tables with all the results for all the parameters in all the bins for the gen values in the analysis note.
Yeah, from the analysis note, at least I didn't find any table with these results here. So yeah, but that's something just to be a little bit more comparison. And finally, the P4 that's now in the right shape that should be. So this one here was a clear mistake of mine, so sorry for that when I copied the results from the feed. So now we are okay, and then now I can proceed with the recall step.
Okay, good.
So
No problem. In general, no problem. In general, it's a good practice try when you have a lot of parameters. It's not to copy them over, but try to save them in a in some file and then load them when you produce the plot.
Yeah, this time I did this.
Yeah, good.
So this is it for the fitting and for the other parameters as well. So all of them quite in agreement with the, at least in visual way, with the results from the round two. So that was the things that I have been doing this week. And then I had some other question because I tried to do the fitting using Zfit, to try to use your code and expiration, and then try to do my code in Zfit. So I had a problem that I was trying to when I fit the parameters, is that the P2 value, I think it was going out of the boundaries. So I think the P2 is you are settled between minus 0.5 to 0.5. And it always converges to 0.7, but I think that's not a physical region, right?
And you should, but in your, sorry, in your Rico or the Gen Fit,
The gem.
can you show the results?
Oh,
Do you have them here?
just a
No, this.
moment. I
Ah, but
think I.
wait.
I ah, oh,
I'm not
what?
understanding your results in the Gen results, that the one you just
Yeah,
showed.
using.
Didn't you
No,
have
yeah,
them?
using the code you guys passed me from run two, it's okay. It's completely fine.
Okay.
But when I try to do a little version of this code in Python using Zfit, then I had the problem with the parameters that was not converging the right specified region. So I do have them just a moment. I should have put in this in the trying to connect to this one. But I don't know if you guys saw something like that. And that's why you, because I didn't use the penalty terms that you guys used. And maybe that's it. I don't know.
I don't believe so. Well, but P2 in principle should be already defined between 0.5 and minus 0.5 and 0.5. It should be in the definition of the parameter, because that's not the complicated part of the boundary. It's just the range of the parameter itself. Could be that there is a problem in the decay rate expression.
I don't think so because I that this one I really tried to copy exactly was it was so just sorry for that because I'm trying to log into this one. But of course that's something that's just for my curiosity, try to do equals in Python.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and
But
the
okay, we
next
can
step.
follow up maybe offline or if some we want to
And
prepare some
then the.
slides.
Because you, Tiago, you are using your code version, a Python code that performed the fit. And this is the problem is in your Python code. Ma it works with using Minuit.
Using Minuit.
No, I have no idea for the moment.
So, and then I think the next step I'm gonna try to do is try to get the efficiency of the distribution in. Function of the angle terms as you guys did to then create the fit of the Rico and then continue with the analysis as well. So that's gonna be my next step for now. And and another thing that I'm gonna put in on Mattermost is the poster for iChat. So to you guys to see if you guys like it. And maybe some changes or anything like that. So, yes, from my part, this is it, actually.
Okay, thank you. Can you show maybe again the slides? No
Oops. Of course, sorry.
worries, no.
Sorry, the computer is a little bit lazy. So, do you guys can see my screen? I think so, right?
Yes, we
Ah,
see
okay.
it's not full screen, but we can see
It's not full screen.
the browser page.
What? Just a moment. It should be not full screen. Now it should be on full screen, I think.
I see a white screen at the moment. I don't know about others. Yeah, okay. I
Anything
see
else?
full screen the last slide, the six.
Ah, okay.
Okay, yeah, okay. So I don't know. Okay, let do any other people as comment.
No, can go ahead.
Okay. Can you go to the slide? So can you remind me in slide for the diagonal cut, so slides one, two, and three, which is the optimization criterion for the cut?
The same one that you guys use in the run two, 5% for being 3 and 5, 3 and 7, or 3 and 5, and 1% for 3 and 5 for being 3 and 5, and 1% of the background for being 7. Where is
Aspetta,
the background?
this 1%, these percentages are.
This percentage is the B peak over the B tot. The B peak would be the expected points of the, for example, the J psi and psi 2s that goes in the other beams, and the B total would be the background. So that would be the expected background from the data minus the what we the resonant the non-resonant points in the Monte Carlo.
So, because this part I don't clearly remember from. So, the numerator is the number of Monte Carlo events from the resonant Monte Carlo
Yeah, from the control channels and the
that appear in the Q square beams outside. Right.
Yeah.
While the denominator is the amount of event of basically combinatorial background events in the full Q mass range or in the sideband that is.
Only in this beam region here. So it would be
But
the number of events of the data in this beam minus the data of the events of signal region that of the signal of the our analysis. That would be the non-resonant. So that would be
yeah.
the background expected.
Okay, so the Monte Carlo before subtracting, of course, it's normalized to the statistics of the data.
Yeah, it is normalized. The Monte Carlo is normalized for the luminosity. Yes.
Okay, and is this normalization because it's done with the just using the effective luminosity of the Monte Carlo, or there is a correction due to possible discrepancy between the number of scaled events from the Monte Carlo and number of actual events in data. Because
Don't understand. Okay, go ahead.
in the run-to analysis, we when scaling according to the Monte Carlo statistics, in JPSI, we observe that the number of scaled Monte Carlo events and number of signal events in the let's say extracted with a fit from the data were not matching. So there was a scale factor between the two. So we after retrieving like after measuring this scale factor that we consider kind of Monte Carlo normalization scale factor.
Okay, so
From the
okay.
JPSI, we applied it to all the other channels. So basically, when we count the amount of when we scale the number of background events to match the statistics in data, we don't trust the equivalent luminosity of the Monte Carlo, but we correct it with this scale factor in order to match better
Ah,
the data.
okay.
I don't know if you did
Yeah.
any comparison
No,
of this
no.
kind.
No, I didn't. So I'm gonna Take note.
Maybe one thing you could do is just check, because maybe there is no need to something run to Monte Carlo situation. But
Okay, I'm gonna check this.
okay, but maybe starting from the GPSI, you can do a mass fit and counting the yield of GPSI events, and then comparing to the scaled Monte Carlo to see how they match.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. But in any case, okay, I understand the procedure, and I believe yeah, it should be okay. Is the okay? I'm wondering if from the data we should use the full background amount of background, or we should use only the sideband quantity, because we don't really use. But okay, no, for now I think it should be sh it's a good criterion, then in case we can refine. But what you show in the next slide, it's a Monte Carlo comparison now. So you have Monte Carlo in all distributions here. Okay. So
Yeah,
this
and the
should
lines of the cuts.
okay, this should this is showing how much wait, no, I'm not understanding. Is the in the non-resonant Monte Carlo, non-resonant channel, why there is a difference between in the central beam between the with respect to what does it mean with respect to GPSI?
This one here.
Yes. Well, you see that in the two non-resonant samples, I see one with respect to GPSI and one with respect to PsytWest. Ah, because the X, like the events are the same, but the X quantity changes.
X
So there are.
quantity is different because
I see.
because of the cross section.
I see. So basically, okay, yeah, indeed. Okay, yeah, the idea of this is to see how much signal it's. How much efficiency is lost because of the scatter on the signal picture, right? Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, it seems that we lose a bit in the bin tree, but I guess this is inevitable. Okay. Okay, good. Do you remember or do you have attended the value of the cut that we use for bin 3 in run 2, just to know if it's a
I think it
similar
was 0.2.
0.2.
Yeah,
Okay,
just
so the impact is similar
0.2.
on the
Exactly,
signal.
0.2.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have other questions.
I have a trivial question to the previous slides. For example, in the right plot, the exclusion band around the GPSI is, of course, it's not completely, this kind of a scatter plot is not completely this kind of situation, but it seems that there are a lot of GPSI in this band that are not excluded.
You mean this part here?
Yes, that
This part here is
are.
the. Go ahead, Paolo. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Please, it might be a problem of representation that I don't really understand.
So this part, this black part here, it belongs to the bin of the GPSI. So once we are gonna remove it all, so I don't see. Yeah, so that's this part here, this cut here, these vertical cuts here are from the Daimyon mass. So we do a fit and then get 3 sigma of the
Gypsy mass.
GPSI mass, sorry. And then we
Yeah.
kind of a little bit losing this part here. But since we're gonna throw it all away on the analysis, so I didn't want to continue the cut, so only cutting the bin tree that's been here.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
I have a
Thank you, Paul.
general comment on this. So at the moment, this cut is done assuming the same bins as in run two. Of course, we know that we will have to redefine the binning according to the new scheme. And in particular, these regions will be all affected because in the run two, we were cutting as close as possible to the CPSI with the 3, 5, and 7 or the PSI2S. But with the new scheme, we will have a bin finishing at 8 mass. So mass square, mass square. So a bit below 3. And also for the bin 5 and bin 7, they will have different boundaries. And maybe we can have an additional bin if we manage in the between 8 and in between these round numbers and what we can achieve as close as possible to the chip side. But I don't believe, naively, I don't believe, I think this is still a valid study, a valid optimization, because when we split, for example, the area below the CPSI in multiple bins, of course, we cannot do this optimization bin by bin. It's something that needs to be done a single optimization. We will have a single diagonal cut, even if the region is split among more bins. So yeah, probably doing this exercise, assuming this, let's say, wider bins. And then splitting the bin farther, it's could be still okay. It's something that we can rediscuss as soon as we have the new binning. Because I believe, okay, if you imagine going from the for bin 3, if you move down the upper limit to square root of 8, we will have less background from the GPSI, but also it will be removed less background from the sorry, less contamination from the GPSI, but also the combinatorial background will be less affected. All these probably in different proportions, like so it's not clear, it's not obvious what is the effect of reoptimizing on a different range.
I
But
see.
okay, let's say for sure now the code is in place, and I guess at some point, also because, for example, there is some work that you're doing on the pre-selection and selection level that is still could still impact all this, right? Or the reweighting of the Monte Carlo. Right. So yeah, I assume once this code is ready, I guess now it's easy, it's quick to rerun it.
Yeah,
Right.
it is.
Okay. Good. 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 Thank you. Any other comment
So
or question?
for this Monte Carlo reweighting, so Tiago, you're trying lots of methods last time. I mean, did you have a, do you have a plan there?
Sorry, no, for the reweighting we were talking
Yeah, for
about.
the reweighting, right? So I tell you are investigating lots of options for that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, do you want to continue? I mean, did you decide what's the best?
So actually, in my opinion, the best one should be the approach that you guys did on round two. I think that was the approach. I don't know if it is the right approach. From trying to get the weight, the negative weight, and then distribute between the nearest positive weights. So in ones that we don't have a cluster of negative weights. So that might be the best shot. I don't know if the BPH, once we present these on the BPH meetings, they are gonna talk a lot about this. But yeah, for now, I think that's the best one because the gradient boost weighter, of course, it's very good as we saw, but there is no metric to evaluate this in a good way for a ROC curve. A ROC curve we can construct, but a log loss or something like that, there is no way to construct because they are changing the loss function. And for the other methods as well, there are one that I'm gonna try. Sorry, and I didn't do it yet, but it's using the exact maximum likelihood. Because instead of you using the S weights, you use the 15. It was a little bit. So I'm still trying to understand what the guy on the paper said to try to implement this. But that's gonna be at least my last try to do this reweighting, because yeah, I think that's one is the best shot that we have.
Yeah, sounds
Hello.
okay, good. I mean, I wonder if there's a standard in BPH indeed. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know if there's a standard one because I remember the Mexican group, they really go in en passant in this part. So they really show the results and goes, okay, this is it, and let's move on. And then I should have asked that. And that's another thing that I'm gonna talk to you guys about. If you guys think that's enough, once I would decide which reweighting procedure and maybe this analysis here, the financial radiation and the fits of the gem that we could present again in the BPH Nano, the BPH meeting to show the results to see if, oh, we are working here.
Yeah, so I wonder if people go away on in August, or in any case, you'll have less audience in August. So, yeah, looks like a good idea to do that, no? I mean,
Present when there's less audience, you mean?
no, earlier if you can, but maybe
Yeah.
no. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the meetings are.
Yeah, I think there was a meeting this Monday that was canceled. So I believe the next one is going to be the 27th, according to the Beirut schedule. Of course, for a presentation to the working group, it's always welcome. In case we should probably have a meeting between now and the presentation, I would
Yeah,
propose
of course.
also to have a discussion on the slides that you plan to present.
Of course, of course.
And in general, I believe like going forward, as maybe meetings like presenting to the radicase will become more frequent. I believe we can, in general, move the meeting to the week just before the radicase. Otherwise, between the last meeting we have and the radicase, it's going to be almost weeks, so it's a long time for unless we want to have a dedicated off-week meeting to discuss the presentation. But I think it may be easier to just have the meetings just before the RDKs once, if there are no preferences for the which of the biweekly possibilities we to choose.
Guys, sorry, maybe I missed something, but when Thiago, are you planning to presenting the meeting?
No, I don't plan to. I don't have a date in mind, so it's just
Ah, okay.
a possibility. So we can show the work and say that we are working on
Okay.
this.
Okay.
So.
Because let's say the comment is that, well, the next option seemed to be the 27th of July. After that, sorry, the yeah It sounds right.
Yeah.
After that, I believe could be the 10th of August, but that's probably the lowest attendance because of European and Italian summer period. Unless then we go end of August or beginning of September. But yeah, okay. In any case, I would
Oh,
say
yeah.
if you plan to present like in 2 weeks' time, we may have a meeting maybe before that.
There's also the
Our...
ice chap coming in the end of this
Yeah,
month.
there's also the ice chap.
Which
But
week is that?
it's starting on 30 July, so it
Yeah,
would be okay, I
for
guess.
me, actually, 27 is a little bit not good because I also will be at another school, IDEPASC. Ah,
So,
okay. Yeah,
yeah,
then I agree.
just reminded this. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Then, okay, I believe then it's either August or beginning of September are good
Yeah.
possibilities.
Yeah, I think we can discuss this a little bit more offline so Elisa and Sandro and everyone else can participate.
Okay.
Yeah, from my side, I think this is it.
So I mean, so about this thing of the binning, maybe this was already, unless you already mentioned it. So using the old, I mean, in terms of the strategy, it's maybe okay to continue using the old one, no, for the moment, and for even first presentations in the PAG, or and then move to the new ones, or not. I mean, so I say this because, as Alice was saying, this is going to be different for different binnings, right? These contaminations are going to be less important and more important. So what is the strategy in terms of the binning? We keep with the old one?
Well, my 2 cents is that at some point we have to move to the new one. So, when at some, let's say we have we once we believe for sure we need to change before we believe rerunning everything from with the new binning, it becomes too cumbersome, too much work, you know? So, I wouldn't wait too much to move to the new one. But to move to the new one, also we need probably some studies about which binning we can afford, which how fine is the binning we can afford. Because also there it's not yet defined. Like if we have 2 GV bins, 1 GV bins, alpha GV bins, it's up to us and to the statistics we have available. So yeah. So naively, I would say that probably we can also discuss the based on the yield that we observe across the years, like not only looking at 2022, but also including the other years, because that's relevant as well, right? Like it's a simultaneous fit over the several years, if it's still the plan is still the same as the run two, but like the mass parameter are independent per years, so if we have not enough statistics 1 year, we could have some convergence issues for the mass parameters.
Yes, and just to remind, we will have a drop in our statistics at the end of the run three. So we will take care of it. So it's not possible to produce a simple projection based on 2022. Also for the following years. It could be that we have in the last period, 2025, 2026, a drop down to 30%. So this I
But
need we need to study the beaning when we are able to see all the statistics, I suppose.
indeed. But in general, also the integrated luminosity for each year is different, no? So there are years with more data and
This is
years with less
color.
data. So I believe that 2025 and 6 will be analyzed together. This is the so yeah. So we will have to see in each category of the fit what's the statistics available there. Another thing also to pay attention is statistics of the in the sidebands, because a problem that we had in run two was that the sidebands were in some beings very at a very low population of events, that the three-dimensional description of the background was quite challenging. So we should also take into account this, not only the signal statistics. And this, I think it's also true for the working point optimization for the BDT. This is something that I was mentioning, that just optimizing the signal significance could create problems later and induce some higher value of systematics uncertainties because of the background description. But okay, for I think it's not trivial to indeed decide we don't have a clear value that will tell us, okay, this is the figure of merit to decide whether the binning, which binning to use. I think we can start, yeah, I don't know, testing options and seeing the statistics available and then decide according to that. And maybe related to this, this week we started interacting with the summer students that will start the project here at LIP. We have two students, and maybe in one of the next meetings they can connect and introduce themselves. Maybe present also the work they will have done. But so far, they just getting familiar with the analysis and the. And thank you, Tiago, for the input. So they are starting to have a look at the 2022 entuples post
You're
selection.
I'm reproducing again the entuples from Mini AOD. Alessio have modified the preselection respect to those that we have decided to try, because otherwise it's not possible to have to finish all the jobs, let's say, and to have the full statistics. I'm not able to do that. Also, Luca tried, but too much wall time and so on.
But because they're too big, too large.
Really, I don't know. Too much memory, too much wall time and so on. So I modify a little bit, and I've started from 2024 up to 2026, and also I've submitted the low pile up statistic just to for curiosity, if you want. Very slowly I get the results and manage to have a low rate of failures, let's say. So in the end, I hope to finish these areas and also submit the first areas. And one of the simple tasks that I am interested to do is also for BPH general interest is to understand how we lose in terms of statistics because the aging of the detector.
Okay.
And that's
Which
all. So if just to comment, if you need some full run in N-tuples based of mini AUD, now we have enough statistic to use them in
Okay,
other
yeah.
ways.
I ask Tiago because Tiago's one had we got the post BDT selection BDT one and post waiting. So it's like we can already see a peak in the data and so on. It's a bit more student friendly. In case we will start working with them with
Because
the
he's a summer
selection.
student,
Yeah,
yes.
it's a 2 months
Yes,
project, less than 2 months
he needs
project.
some to, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Diaco is really has produced a lot of work and quite interesting results. So I think that
Yeah.
it's makes sense to base such work on the N-tuples producers by Tiago.
Yeah. Okay, but in case they will want to play a bit with the selection BDT, maybe we can also start having a look at these examples. We can see. And for sure, we will have also to, well, this is not for the project, but in general for the analysis. Use now, I didn't check the slides from Daniel yet, but getting from his results some hints. Whether there are problems with the BPH nano, because in this case, we will have to reconsider the
Yes,
like
this is the
interreproducer, or I don't know. Well, start for sure understand better the BPH nano production. But okay, yeah, it was just to mention that we started this activity. I don't know if there are other comments or questions in general. Okay, seems not the case. So let me stop recording.